Hello there, my fantastic fiends. How are you doing today? It is that day of the weekend. It's a Thursday, and today is the official day of the commencement of the World Cup. And today is the official day of this podcast. And it is Thursday, June 14th. So here you go, people. How you doing, my little munchkins, my little porcupines? Yeah, hello. I'm glad to be with you here again on this beautiful day. Maybe beautiful evening for you, maybe beautiful morning. Who knows what it is, but I am here for you as always. Howdy do. So today was the World Cup inauguration. Russia played against Saudi Arabia, and Russia will beat Saudi Arabia 5-0. Which, I mean, it's a very high score. But I was able to see, like, the first 10 minutes of the game and then the second half. And Russia, I mean, it wasn't like Russia was super playing, you know, like, but they just got a bunch of goals in there. Especially, they got two goals in stoppage time. If you don't know what soccer is, if you don't know what stoppage time is, stoppage time is when the regulation time, which is 90 minutes, 45 minutes each half, on the second half, after 45 minutes have gone by, if there was some time that was lost during the game, then the referees add a few more minutes at the end, depending on how much was lost. So there were 3 minutes in this game, and in those 3 minutes, Russia scored two goals. So that's what happened there, you know. So it was 3-0, and I'm with a few of my buddies. I'm playing this this app, you know, it's kind of like it's in a way, well, it's not really related to fantasy football. It's just you're keeping up with the score. You say how much the score is going to be, who's going to win, and then you have a bunch of people in the list, and there's a certain amount of points you get. If you get the exact score, then you get a lot of points, and if you just, you know, if you get the result in terms of, like, who won, then you get points for that, so... Obviously, if you don't get any, you don't get any points. So, for the whole first qualifying round, we're doing a little thing over there. So it's gonna be fun. I got the who won. I said Russia was gonna win. I predicted correctly, and now obviously I did. I said Russia was gonna win 2-1, but they won 5-0. So yeah, it was 2-0 for like 70 minutes of the game. So I was hoping that that Saudi Arabia would score the one goal, and it did not happen. Yeah, but what are you gonna do? You know, some of the other games are a little early. Today was just the one game, but tomorrow and some other days the games start at 5 a.m. for me. Some days they start at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. No, 3 a.m. And I'm sorry I regret to inform you that I'm not gonna be waking up for those. Unless it's a really, 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 really good match. But the ones in the near vicinity aren't going to be. I would like to watch Egypt against Uruguay. But that is not happening either. That's going to be 5 in the morning. That's tomorrow, Friday. And I need to get some stuff done in the morning. So it's not going to be working for me. But if it's a, you know, maybe if it's a Saturday or Sunday. Who knows? Maybe, you know, we make something happen, you know? So how's your weekend, people? We're almost at the next weekend, because it's Thursday. So my weekend, I went to see Solo on Friday. And then on Saturday, I saw Ocean's 8. And I enjoyed both movies. Now, if you're a super, super Star Wars fan, and you read, like, books and stuff, you know, the non-canon books, then you probably know exactly what happened in the movie. But I enjoyed it. I'm gonna be honest. I enjoyed it. It was a good movie. It wasn't like super fantastic, but it wasn't like horrible. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean. I enjoyed it. And then Ocean's 8. You know, it's a typical Ocean's movie, but with women. So it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. I laughed a couple times, and I enjoyed the heist. It was good. And we were gonna go to the movies on Sunday, but no, we had to do a bunch of stuff in the morning, and I think we just did some chilling too. So, I don't remember what we did. on Sunday. And then obviously, not obviously, you didn't know this. And then on Sunday evening, Teresa's cousin came over. He's been staying here for a few days. He leaves tomorrow. Yeah, he had a conference. He crashed over with us. You know what I'm saying? So tonight we'll do something with him. Do something with him, you know? Yes. Now I'm excited that I'm going back in full force, baby. I am working out hard again, and I'm going even harder. I'm going to start this new regiment that I'm starting to put up, and it's going to be great. I'm feeling great, baby. I'm feeling great. I'm getting back to it. I'm getting after it again, man. I love getting after it. Yeah, I missed it. Damn it, those iron pills really are making a big difference. They are making a big difference, and I'm eating a lot better. You know, just got to keep the intake coming. Don't burn more than what you're eating. You know what I'm saying? So I got to do that. Got to do that. And so my workouts, I'm ramping up, baby. I'm ramping up because I want to be super fit. Super fit. I mean, obviously, I'm in good shape, but I want to be in super, super, extremely good shape. You know, so it's just like what I want. It's what I want. And I'm also in the process of redesigning my whiteboard because I know that is very exciting stuff that I'm talking about, the whiteboard, you know. It's the whiteboard is very important. It's very important. So, this is what I do. So in my office, I have like a little bulletin board where I just have a bunch of things on it. I have things that I would like to have, things that I do have. I have a set of rules for myself. Like I'll read you my rules. I have number one is absolute faith in God and in myself. Now, like I said, you don't have to believe in God. I'm not forcing you. That's just mine. Then number two is always be grateful. You gotta appreciate. You gotta love and have to appreciate what life has given me because life is happening for us, right? And number three is decide, do, repeat. Is do. Always take action and change my approach. If it ain't working, change it until I get what I want. Number four is called extreme ownership after Jocko Willink and Leif Babin's book. But it's essentially just take responsibility. So set highest standards for myself, always take responsibility, and always be prepared. Those are my rules. Four rules that I abide by completely. And then on my board, I have a bunch of goals and my to-do list and some other stuff. But I changed it last week. I'm redesigning it a little bit, so I'm in the process of that. And yeah, this week is yesterday we went to the park with Teresa's cousin, and he finally had some time off. We took Baxter with us. She played, she ran, and we had fun, and he went to see a little nice park, you know, a nice time. And after that, oh, by the way, I've been having, we bought this sausage the other day at Costco, and it's called the kielbasa sausage, and it on the label, it says that kielbasa is on me, this one, next time is on you, man. On the label, it says, if this isn't the best sausage you've ever had, I will give you your money back. And I've had this sausage twice. Once we took it to Utah, that's the first time I had it. And don't get me wrong, it's good. But if you have that on the label, you're just dying for a challenge, man. And that challenge was not met both times. But like I said, I enjoy the sausage. But now it wasn't the best one I've ever had, man. Not even close. Not even close, so I'm just saying that you should put that on your label, because I'm betting a lot of people are like, oh my God, I will say it's made in the great state of Texas. Salute to all you Texans over there. Boom. Salute to y'all. I bet you, like, you can go to nearest barbecue place, whatever, the first barbecue place you can find, ask for a sausage. It'll be better than the one in this packaging. But hey, what I mean, I'm just saying. It's a good sausage, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying don't put that on your branding, because it's not misleading, because it's a challenge. He'll give you your money back. But challenge accepted, challenge failed, bro. you know? So that's what I'm saying with that. And that's it for this week, people. I'm just keeping it short again. I mean, I like keeping it short because I'm not just blabbering off about nonsense sometimes. And at the same time, if I don't have anything to say that's meaningful or whatever, then I'd rather not say it because I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time. But if you want to reach out to me, I'm Halu2 on Twitter and Instagram. If you have questions for me, you want me to read them on the podcast and answer them on the podcast, podcast@halu2.com, or I will, if you hashtag them on Twitter, not Instagram, because it's a little harder on Instagram, but on Twitter, I will directly. The other thing is, if you enjoy this podcast, subscribe on your podcast software of choice, be it iTunes, be it Google Play, or I think those are the only ones I'm registered in. There are some other ones that automatically come up because I don't know who did it, but I've seen it. But I'm not on Stitcher or the other one. But you can on most of them. On most of them, you can find me. So that's it for me this week, people. Talk to you later, you lovely cunts. And I love yous. Bye-bye.